Thank you, Mr. Chair. And even this is our second day of work, let me take this opportunity to congratulate you on your appointment and assure you of my delegation's full support. Mr. Chair, colleagues, in Italy's view, international cooperation and assistance under Article 10 of the BWC are essential both to enhance national capacities for the use of bacteriological agents and toxins for peaceful purpose and to mitigate global biological threats. Italy has a long history of cooperation projects relevant to the Convention, many of which are outlined in Working Paper 9, submitted in 2018 by a number of states participating in the Global Partnership Against the Spread of Weapons and Materials of Mass Destruction. In these, Italian government agencies, institutions, and research centers are involved through funding or direct implementation. These projects are often implemented in close partnership with international and intergovernmental organizations, such as the Organization for Animal Health, the World Food Program, and the World Health Organization, as well as Italian and foreign research and health control institutions. Some examples include the Pan-African Network for Rapid Research, Response, Relief, and Preparedness for Infectious Disease Epidemics, aiming to strengthen regional and Pan-African capacities to enable rapid and effective response to emerging and re-emerging infectious disease threats, setting up laboratory information management systems in selected African countries to improve the ability of laboratories to rapidly report results in order to strengthen diagnosis capacity and therefore minimize the risk of potential pandemic threats, improving epidemiologic and serological tools for the diagnosis and control of brucellosis in the Mediterranean region, and extending to the whole Kurdistan Autonomous Region the health information system set up in a recently concluded pilot project. The information system will be able to collect, analyze, disseminate, and utilize data regarding disease occurrence, vaccinations, childbirths, and deaths. Cooperation and assistance in the field of prevention, detection, and response to outbreaks of infectious disease are also a fundamental part of Italy's development cooperation programs. In this framework, Italy is contributing to the WHO initiative on managing acute and long-term effects of deliberate exposure to chemical and biological hazards through funding jointly provided by the Italian Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Ministry of Health for a total of almost $700,000 for the period 2018-2020. This initiative aims to strengthen its support to countries in assessing, monitoring, and managing the immediate as well as long-term health consequences of exposure to selected chemical and biological hazards during a deliberate event, with a focus on the possible mental health components too. Thank you, Mr. Chair.